Today's normal Tuesday schedule, and tomorrow's schedule will be normal Wednesday schedule. Okay, we are holding tzitzis back at Dalit, and we still want to know the difference between tzitzis and sukkah. So let's look in the Avnei Nezer. Let's look in the Avnei Nezer, the Halakha of Avnei Nezer, page 9. So he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the Rabbeinu Tam is the Tosfos in Gittin Mem Beis. He's the one who's Mechadesh, that if you're not in the Parsha, the Gemara just says Kshatim Ksaftim, that if you're not it's Tefillin, so you can't write the Tefillin. You can't write the Mezuzah, right? If you're not mechuyev in tefillin, then you can't write. You can't write the tefillin and the mezuzahs. So the simple pshat is only applies to be a sofer, but Rabbeinu Tam extends it that if you're not chayiv in lulav, you can't make the lulav. Meaning by if you hold lulav tzarech eged, he applies it. So then the question that Tosfos asks the Rabbeinu Tam is: so what about sukkah? But the Gemara says a sukkah that you don't have to be chayiv. A woman can make the sukkah. So says the Avnei Nezer, page 9. Das ha Rabbeinu Tam, the ein isha osa tzitzis, no getis lulav kevin de ena mechiefs. Kemo she psula l'ksiv tzfilin, kevin she ena mechshir. Tamua de maishna b'sukkas gadmach. That's the kash. So we had the Chafsam Sofer's answer. We had Kohelet Yaakov's answer. Now let's see what the Avnei Nezer says. So says the Avnei Nezer, the Halakha of Avnei Nezer. And nearly Yashiv, Dine Kosher, Behadaper, Ra'u Bezdin, Kafu V'Ochel Matzah. If somebody forced you to eat matzah, so the Gemara says, who forced you? Elay Meshachafu Sheid. Are you forced by a shade? What does it mean you were forced by a shade? I mean, it's a spirit that possessed you. You know, in my Sefer on Yom Kippur that just came out, I have a whole piece. This I heard, one of the Rosh Yeshivas of YU was a man by the name of Shlomo Drillman. He was a Rav in Brooklyn. He was a Rebbe in BTA.
Yeah,
and then he came to YU after BTA closed. And he was a Talmud of Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman. And Rabbi Elchanan, he told me that he would eat a lot by Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman's table. And he said, at every Shabbat Zohar, Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman would tell over the story about the Dibbuk. That there was a Dibbuk, some demon that possessed somebody. And there was a whole story. How the Chofetz Chaim chased away the Dibbuk. It's a whole. Because Rabbi Drillman told me that he asked Rabbi Chanan, if there was a Dibbuk then, how come we don't have a Dibbuk today? So Rabbi Chanan said back to him, because if we have a Dibbuk today, then people would lose their Bechira. Because if you, just like if you have Nisim Galuyim, so he says, Rav Chanan said, the Dor HaMidbar was called the Dor Deya. Why? Said Rav Chanan, this I heard from Rabbi Drillman. Because even though there was Nisim Galuyim, they didn't lose their Bechira. They didn't lose their Bechira. They were still, you know, sin. They could still, but if we would have Nisim Galuyim today, we wouldn't have Bechira anymore. Because we'd say, of course, you know, we lose our Bechira. So I wrote up the, this thing about the Dibbuk. Oh, okay. So the Gemara says, if you were forced by a Dibbuk, by a shade, because of Ramashim, in other words, if you're a shoita and then you ate matzah while you're a shoita, so then you're not yotzim. In other words, a person could go back and forth. He can be. Sometimes he's a shoita and sometimes he's normal. So if he eats the matzah, does the sukkah when he's normal, he's yotze. If he eats it, in other words, it's not all or nothing. In other words, you don't say either you're a shoita or you're normal. No, you can have itim cholim but itim shoiter. Sometimes you're sane and sometimes you're insane. Oh, so he says like this. Let's skip a little bit. Book of Ozdala. Neb Tos Sarosh, Kosu, Bechaim Titsis Allah Shalosh, Kosu Harosh, Kanor Ritzbadim, Yeshu Adam Talish, Enim to Yeses Bishah. This is the famous Shita. We didn't get into it, but there's a famous Mordechai that on Shabbos, you can wear a beged of Dalet Kamfos without tzitzis. Why? Because the mitzvah is to make tzitzis, but on Shabbos, it's a malacha. You can't do it, so you putter. So the chiddush is you can even put yourself into that situation on Shabbos. And in other words, if you're begging, say you rip a string by mistake, gets ripped off. You could put on, you don't have to take off the beged on Shabbos, according to the Mordechai. Because even though you're wearing a belt without kamfos, but because there's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. But on Shabbos, you can't do the mitzvah because it's a lamates malachas of kshira. So you part it from the mitzvah, so you can wear it without.
Don't we all usually say you shouldn't put yourself into a position to... you might have to be over and over.
So that's a big discussion, whether that's true or not. Whether you're allowed to put yourself into a position, l'chatchila, where...
A mafli bisfina.
Right. That's the whole discussion of mafli bisfina and the discussion of the shtapa chamimi. In other words, if you do a bris, and normally they had to rinse the baby in hot water after the bris, or it'd be a sakana. So what if the water spilled? So now if you would do the bris, you would have to heat new water up. So are you allowed to do that or not? Are you allowed to put yourself into the position? But the Mordechai Shita, the Ritzvah here, is that... then you can even put yourself into the situation. Yeah. Okay, So that summary showed him whole like that. That on Shabbos, you can wear beged without tzitzis. The briskers have a shita on Shabbos. The real briskers don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Why not? Because if you hold this, you know, all machlokes is the tchelis mizmanazeh, not tchelis mizmanazeh. Okay. But say you hold there's no tchelis mizmanazeh. There's a machlokes whether the tchelis is ma'akev the loven or not. So we hold the tchelis is not ma'akev the loven. Just put the loven. But the balamorsh, he passes like the shita that tchelis is ma'akev as a loven. So if you don't have the tchelis, then you're not, you don't say the loven. And therefore, if you go in the street with just lovan and you hold chelis makif lovan, it's considered hotzah on the streets. That's hotzah. That's why if you're a true brisker, you won't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Because even if you hold, you'd have tefillos. You can't say for sure that it's the tefillos. So therefore, you'll be considered hotzah on the streets. You have to know one yisod. Let me tell you one yisod that people get confused about. In modern day English, people like to say hotzah means I'm not allowed to carry on Shabbos. They use that word carry. Carry is a very bad word to use. Because then people will think, oh, I can use a stroller. That's not carrying. Or I can put a pin to my thing and take a key. I'm not carrying. But carrying is a very misleading, misguided translation of Hotzah. Hotzah means to take something from the Rishus HaYochid outside the Rishus HaRabim, and it's not Derech Levisha. So then it's carried. Even though you're not technically, so in other words, you can say, what do you mean, tzitzis? I'm not carrying it. Tzitzis, it's not in my pocket. I'm not carrying. No, but it's considered a masa on Shabbos if you're not being yotzei the mitzvah. So then what's the strings there for? For nothing, for naught. And therefore, that's hotzah. So that's why the briskers who machmir for the sheet of the balamor that the chaylus is machmir as a lovan. If you're a real brisker, you won't wet tzitzis in the street.
And the real briskers don't carry in an Erev either.
That's right. The real briskers don't carry in the Erev either. Right. So they get
unless
all.
It's
all connected.
Mamish machitzes.
It's all connected. Okay. So he says like this. So he says there's certain things that are a mitzvah and certain things are a matir. There's a shchita. It's matir. And he says, he wants to say that maybe tzitzis is also a matir. Well, we'll see. The Yotze Lanim said the Sukkah Shapir Yoshlomo Shah Sukkah Matir Hachila, Til Vashena. The Chain Mashma, Rabbanomi Sukkah Lamats, the Kol Shivan Rashus, Vuashu Rak, Yisr Shalalachal, Kutzla Sukkah. Okay, Nika Sukkah's Gan Vachchuk Shira came to Ramatir Vinsar Shayasib Bachiyav. So he says that maybe Sukkah. You can view it as a matir. And maybe the concept that you have to be, in other words, tefillin is not a matir. Tefillin is a pure mitzvah. It's not being matir me to do anything. Shechita, you know, is a matir. Makes the now I can eat the food. I can eat the animal. Tefillin is not a matir. So he says that this halacha, Yavni Nezer wants to say a chiddush. That this halacha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to be in the parsha. So yes, what's the difference between tzitzis and sukkah? What's the difference between get, right? So he wants to say that it's only this din of Rabbeinu Tam, only if it's a pure mitzvah. But if it's a matir, and not a mitzvah, then you could even do it if you're not a bar chiyuv. So he says, Sukkah's ganvach is kosher. Why? Because Sukkah's a matir. Look at the top line. Came into mat, rak matir, vein tzorach sheyaseh a bar chiyuv. Whereas tefillin, you can't, if you're not mitzvah tefillin, you can't write the tefillin. But maybe sukkah is just a matter. What do you think of that?
Maybe the tzitzis is also a matter, because how can I wear a four-corner beged without that tzitzis?
Oh, right. So maybe sukkah is also a matter. If you were saying before,
he says that the levisha is not when it's usur. It's only usur like post fact, and therefore it's not. That's what he said in the beginning. The Rabbi Nezer,
right?
Which is a little funny because the bracha is lesate.
Yeah. Oh. So we have to understand this. What does it mean? And a bigger question is, sukkah, okay, you want to say sukkah is a matir. Would you say sukkah is a matir on the first night? Well, there it's a mitzvah. Whereas the rest of the holiday, I understand. Maybe it's not a mitzvah. Maybe you can't eat chutzpah sukkah. Maybe it's just a matir. But he's saying the only reason why sukkah's ganvach is good is because the concept that you have to be in the parsha is only by a mitzvah like tefillin. But if it's just a matir, then you don't. So the shaila is, but isn't sukkah's ganvach kosher even in the first night? The Gemara never says sukkah's ganvach is not kosher for the first night. So then why is sukkah's noshim kosher the first night? First night, it's hard to say it's a matir the first night. First night, it's a mitzvah. No, it's not a mitzvah the first night. Well, you want to say it's a matir even the first night? So how do you understand this? And it, so if you look here on page 11, you know, basically what people did was they took the tshuvas of the Nezer. And they found all the chidushim on the tshuvas, and they put al seder hamasechta. So they have chidushim page 10. Avni Nezer hamasechta is Rosh Hashanah Yom Sukkah. Avni Nezer never wrote a sefer on Rosh Hashanah Yom Sukkah. They took from all the svarim that he has on the tshuvas, and if he has something on Rosh Hashanah, they put it all together. So he quotes, so on Sukkah, Daf Ches, he discusses this chiddush of the Avni Nezer, and in the footnote, he says, "Lefum riata," bottom of page 11. He says, "Lefum riata in a woven." Avim sfir le Avni Nezer, the isur hu lechol chutz l'sukkah, mikol makom tchilos u'machmas ha-mitzvah. The sukkah. It's hard to say the sukkah is only a matir and the first night. Because sukkah, you have to eat. The rest of the thing, you don't have to eat. So if you want to eat, so you don't have to eat meat, but if you want to eat meat, you have to do shechita. So say you want to eat. But the first night, you have to eat anyway, even if you don't want to eat. So then, l'chora, that sounds like it's a mitzvah. So according to the Avni Nezer, sukkah's ganvach is only okay because it's not a real mitzvah, it's just a matir. So then how could sukkah's ganvach possibly be good on the first night?
But even the whole week, there's also a kiyum.
Mitzvah to eat. Mitzvah just to eat. But you can't eat outside the sukkah, so the sukkah's matir. But really, Rav Harari wants to say,
it still might be a mitzvah, though. There might be a kiyum. There's no chiyum in Chol HaMoed, but there's a kiyum.
Kiyum, yeah. And what about the first night? For sure.
First night is certainly the kiyum and a kiyum.
Yeah. But the question is, Avni Nezer wants to make a chiluk between the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to be in the parsha, is only by a mitzvah, like tefillin. Tefillin is not matter me to do anything. It's a mitzvah. But maybe sukkah is just a matir, but then he's asking, what about the first night?
Right.
Well, no, because the answer is because if it's rained, you're not chayim, so the whole mitzvah is off, so you don't need them. You're saying, in other words, when in fact it's another way out, the Eden Tzar. No, you're saying there's no other way out of shchita. You have to do shchita. There's no, you know, if it rains today, you don't have to do shchita. There's no, but still, could be that when the chiyuv exists, that they have to eat in the sukkah, then it's a matir. Even though sometimes it'll be raining, you won't have to eat.
But you Rebbe just complained, but Rebbe just said that now we have to be high, but he has to do something on the mitzvah, that's, you know, I do something. So if not, it's not high.
Right, but you, or you don't, according to Abdi Nezi, he would say you don't need the matter. Okay, let's see. So, but he wants to know, what about the first night? The first night, Chorus Sukkos Gamvach is also good. So how come, according to Abdi Nezi, how could it be good? First night, the Chorus is not a matter. So Rav Harari wants to suggest, no, maybe the mitzvah is not to eat, so the mitzvah is to eat. You have to eat. But since you're not allowed to eat chutz sukkah, so then first night also is really the sukkah is a matzah too. Even the first night. Yeah. Achitochin, Moshe Kavonis Adrukach, the mitzvah he benes achil of a sukkah. Achaymi time mitzvah begubish of sukkah, Ella al yideh of sukkah. Kame shakach moshakwa, hatsu shayasas of sukkah, bishay, who barfield. The malan was yasa came into the low besukkah chayal din hamitzvah ella b'achil besukkah. Beinze ketfil chim dvar mitzvah tzarech anichem ella mitzvah sukkah hi ladur besukkah below the basin. Bi b'yerzeh shayachem at dvar meimah gam kazayit rishon. That uvan in mitzvah we call mokom achil besukkah hu mitzvah. Moshe sukkah hi dover dvar mitzvah. Hey Moshech nufsol sukkah's gam. So what is he saying? So he wants to say that the mitzvah is to eat in the sukkah. But you don't do the mitzvah with the sukkah. Mitzvah, he says, Kavanas Adrami, the mitzvah he be'emes ha'achil b'sukkah, ach ein mekami mitzvah begufa shal sukkah, el al yidei ha'sukkah. Bekevi shekach moshach klal ha'tzvich sheyases ha'sukkah b'shehu barachiyot. You're not doing the mitzvah with the sukkah. You're eating in the sukkah. You're not. That's sort of what you're saying. That the mitzvah is to eat. Eat in the sukkah, to eat.
There's a higher level.
But you're not doing the mitzvah with the sukkah, you're eating in the sukkah. It's not like the chefzah shal mitzvah. You're eating in the sukkah. You have to eat. You have to eat in the sukkah. So there's like tefillin, I'm doing the maisa with the tefillin. The lulav, I'm doing the maisa with the lulav. I'm not doing a maisa with the sukkah. I'm eating in the sukkah. Sukkah happens to be there. After he was eating, he was eating in the sukkah. It's the mitzvah. So Mamele is saying that, would you want to take it a step further? It's saying, no, the mitzvah is not even to eat in the sukkah. The mitzvah really is to eat. And the sukkah matters me to eat. So therefore, that's what Rav Harari said. He's saying a little bit different. He's saying the mitzvah is to eat in the sukkah, and therefore the idea is that you're not doing the mitzvah with the sukkah, so to speak.
Therefore,
Gamuk is okay.
There is a higher level. But for you.
Right. Yeah, there's a famous Rashba, or Shukla is quoted, that the din of Chal Shem Shamayim al Sukkah is. Doesn't apply to sukkah's gankah. Whereas the concept that a sukkah has kedusha, that there's an issa d'oraisa, according to some achronim, to use the sukkah for something else, only applies if it was made by Yisrael, the shame mitzvah. But sukkah's gankah is kosher, but it doesn't have the maila kedusha sukkah. That's the, there's a rashba like that, a Beitz. Yeah, that's not. Wow. There's one other piece. I always, page 14 and 15, the Sefer Orach Meisharim. That was Rav Poleyev. He was a Rosh Hashiva here in YU from, I think, 1926 to 1966. Yeah, Center family. He was a big Talmud in Kletsk. He was a big Talmud in Kletsk. Rav Asher always the phrase, the goyness of Rav Palayev. So they compiled his shiurim into a sefer called Oruch Beisharim. Now the family redid the sefer. Rabbi Apter, who's my editor in Lakewood, he also edited the new version of the new printing of the. This is the old printing. Then there's an old printing. So he discusses the Sabnei Nezer as well on page 15. The first word in the line is with Tarix, where the arrow is given, go a few lines down. Because he can't speak. But we don't say because he's potter, because it's from mitzvahs, because again, you don't have to be in the parsha for a matter. The mitzvah, so he's saying it's not. He wants to say that Rav Nezer, right, that shechita and sukkah are parallel. It's a chiddush. That shechita, you want to eat meat, do shechita. You want to eat during sukkahs, sit in the sukkah. But it's a matir, it's not a mitzvah etz, and therefore it can be done even in Ali Day Nosh. And that was the only question. Does it apply the first night? So the aura that sefer says in Ekonami, it'll apply on the first night, it'll apply on the first night as well. The low mitzvah is the main road to level, ain't a chayim level, way left the sukkah. The mitzvah materis, marmina, kosher, ain't a bakshir, and shir, shumach, shir, sukkah's gone. Well, yeah, he's saying Rabbeinu Tam is talking about something that's a mitzvah that's not a matzah. Tefillin, something like that. When tefillin is not matzah, tefillin is a mitzvah. You have to put on tefillin. So therefore, you have to be a bar chiyuva in the tefillin to write it, be able to write tefillin. No, he's not working with that. There's nothing to do with that. He says, "Vinei bikar dedina." Last paragraph on page 15 on the right side. Bikar dedina mitzvah sukkah. He mitzvah to materas kmo shkita. For harichu b'zeh harishonim. Ayn mikas chinuch. Mitzvah sukkah. For harichu ber Avram. Ve'elenu sham de'enuke. He mitzvah chiyuvas al kol shiva. Ve'enu materas klal. For ma kasha li biyoser al teiru afil. He named shayon mitzvah materas. He asked this question. That if you want to say it's mitzvah teres, the chorot shouldn't apply to the first night. That was the question we saw in the Gemara. The mucha rabban kedir madir ibarich ochel ibarich ochel hachafilu bel mishanami amar rav yochanan mishum rav shimon ben yotzadok nemekan chamishosav nemekan chamishosav chad mal halam la levisha chova mekan veil chushosav kan la levisha chova kan la levisha chova filu bhedid la levisha chova. In other words, so he doesn't like this Avnei Nezer because he is convinced that the first night, when it says chova, it means that it's not a matir. It's a chova. So therefore, and we never find in Poskim that Sukkah's Gamvach is only kosher in the subsequent days and not the first night. So he ends the tshuva. He says, Hechi ksheir b'leil rishon. Leil rishon eina materasa elechi yuvis. Sarach iin gonol perutza. He leaves it to Tzarech Ian Godel. So Rav Palayev, it's interesting. Rav Palayev was into the Avnei Nezer, you know, even though the Avnei Nezer wasn't part of the Litzvah Velt, you know. Yeah, Rav Harari always tells me the story where Rav Avram Price. Rav Avram Price was the Rav in Toronto. He was a big guy in Toronto. And Rav Harari attended the Levaya. Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung was Maspid, Rav Price. And Rav Harari says over the story that when Rav Price was, 6 years old, 9 years old, he met the Avnei Nezer. And the Avnei Nezer was impressed with him. And he said, stay here. I want you should stay with us and learn Torah here. Stay here. Yeah. But he likes to quote he quotes the Avnei Nezer. So he feels this kasha shlugs up the Avnei Nezer. But you can't say that because Avnei Nezer knew this also. In other words, it's not like the Avnei Nezer was oblivious, like the first night is different. And he still says this hitch. So one way is you could say maybe an Avnei so because Gambach is not kosher the first night. But I think he would say what Rav Harari said it. Because the first night you have to eat. Or the first night you have to eat in the sukkah. So the fact that the sukkah is matter you to eat. Rav Harari takes it a step further. Maybe the first night, it's 15, but I'm not allowed to eat chutz sukkah. So may I have to eat in the sukkah. But that doesn't mean the sukkah is a mitzvah. The sukkah could just be a matter. And the mitzvah is, but like tesvav michaga hamatzis. The mitzvah matzah is just to eat matzah. So the sukkah is to eat. But where am I going to eat? I can't eat chutz sukkah. So b'meila, I'm going to have to eat the sukkah. But even the first, I think the Rav Harari says it even better than the here. Ha'ara here would say, you don't do the mitzvah with it's a little hard. But Harari is saying the Avnei Nezer, I think, better than I ever heard before. Because I was thinking about this Avnei Nezer for decades already. It's been percolating inside of me. This kasha from Rav Poleyev. And he says that the reason why the woman can make it because it's not a mitzvah, it's a matter. So Rav Poleyev asked, but the first night it's not a matter. So Rav Harari said, no, it is a matter even the first night. So it's the first night you have to eat. And not necessarily in the sukkah. But you can't eat outside the sukkah. So maybe you're going to have to eat in the sukkah. But not because it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, like tefillin. Tefillin, I have to put on tefillin. Because I have to put on tefillin. Here I have to eat. But I'm not an sukkah. So I do the mitzvah by eating, and I've been eating the sukkah, not because the sukkah is the mitzvah. It's because the sukkah is like, if you want to eat meat, so do shechita. So Avnei Nezer is convinced that shechita and sukkah are the same. Rav Poleyev can't be soiled that, because by shechita, you don't have to do shechita. But the first night, you have to eat the sukkah. But it's not pshat, no. Like Rav Harari said, you don't have to eat the sukkah. You have to eat. But since you're not allowed to eat chutz sukkah, we're mainly going to eat the sukkah. But not because the mitzvah is eating in the sukkah. The sukkah will be matter you to eat, even on the first night. I think Rav Harari said something that I never thought about. I was excited when I saw this other thing about the mitzvah.
Isn't it the mitzvah? Chamisha asar, that you have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. That's the mitzvah.
No, so the Avnei Nezer will tell you like the way Rav Harari is saying, you have to eat.
You have to eat in the sukkah.
No, you have to eat. No, that's the way Rav Harari is saying. In the end of the day, you're going to have to eat in the sukkah, but not just because you have to eat in the sukkah. You have to eat, and you're not allowed to eat chutz sukkah.
No, but what happens if it's raining? We say, wait, and then eat a kezayis. In other words, you also have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah.
That's only that's because the Ramah holds that the Ramah Shita is, there's no p'tur of Teshuot Kei Taduru on the first night. So Mamela, you have to eat, and even on the first night, We say that you can't eat chutz sukkah because you don't have the p'tur.
No, but if it's raining, so we say
if it's raining, according to Ramah, you still have to eat the sukkah.
The whole meal, or just the kezayis?
A kezayis in the sukkah, according to Ramah,
because that's the mitzvah on Chamishasar to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. To eat a kezayis in the house, you can do that without. If it's anus, if you're anus, you can eat in the house.
This is a dakis de kechila. It's not, he said, Ferrari saying Pshat of the Avnei Nezer to explain it. that it's not pshat you have to eat in the sukkah. You have to eat. But in Lamaisa, I can't eat anywhere chutzlos except the sukkah. So man, I'm going to eat in the sukkah. And the sukkah is a matir. In other words, I want to eat meat. So how am I going to eat meat? I have to shech, because I can't get meat without shechling. So same thing. The mitzvah, you want to eat meat, you eat meat. So the shechita will be matir to eat the meat. But maybe it's a pshat, it's not that you have to eat in the sukkah. Of course, in the end of the day, it's going to become out the same thing. But conceptually, it's a different idea. Conceptually, it's not pshat, I have to eat in the sukkah. I have to eat. But I can't eat chutzal sukkah. So maybe I'm going to have to eat in the sukkah. But not because there's a mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. Eating the sukkah is a matir for me to eat, even on the first night. It's a new way of thinking. It's mechudishnik. It's not the way we... But if you hear what Rav Harari is saying, I think might be the true pshat of the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, what's the nafkamina anyway? I have to eat. The nafkamina is, could I have a woman make the sukkah even for the first night? So the Avodah Zarah pasha says, yeah, even the first night she can make it. Why? Because it's not a mitzvah, it's just a matir. And that's as he sold. But it's a matir, you don't have to be part of it. That's a Rav Harari. It's a chiddush from Rav Harari. One second. But you hear what it's saying. In the end, you're going to eat in the sukkah either way. But is it pshat because the mitzvah is eating in the sukkah or the mitzvah is to eat? But I can't eat chutz l'sukkah. So I'm going to have to eat in the sukkah. But not because the mitzvah is the sukkah. The sukkah, on sukkahs, I can't eat chutz l'sukkah and I have a chiv to eat. So I'm going to have to eat in the sukkah. But the sukkah is a matir even on the first night. Think about that. It's a chiddush. Conceptually, in the end, you're going to eat in the sukkah. But is it the pshat because you're eating in the sukkah because the sukkah is the mitzvah, like tefillin? Like you have to put on tefillin, so you have to be in the sukkah for no. The mitzvah is the rest of the cholamoyed, ibay achil, ibay lo achil. Here you have to eat. And since you have to eat, and there's no other place to eat but the sukkah, because you can't eat the chutz l'sukkah, so the sukkah is matir me. But then conceptually, the mitzvah is what? Eating. Not eating the sukkah. The sukkah is just matir even in the first night. Because day two, you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat at all. You don't have to eat a sunnah. You just eat popcorn. Eat popcorn the whole day. Go ahead and eat popcorn. Right. The Suda, that's a question. How did the Rishonim?
It's an apocryphal
market. So
it
means
you
don't have to
eat
the
Suda, or there's no
Mats.
It makes sense, except
for
that it's in actuality, it's not a.
Yeah, maybe you don't have to eat a. The question, because the first night, maybe you could have a snack, something like that, or maybe it's. You know, but that's anyway. Yeah. Well, you showed him asked this question. Yeah.
Same thing.
Only the first two nights you have to eat the sukkah. Only the first two nights, or first night in Eretz Yisrael. But Rav Harari is saying a tremendous amkus in the Avodah Zarah. Because Rav Pelayev couldn't be soivel this, and therefore he tzarchin got him. So Rav Harari says, Rav Harari is new Rav Price. He's from Toronto. He's from Toronto. Rav Price was the Rav in Toronto. Rav Price was a goyim. You know, it's unfortunate that people don't always know. But he was a big goyim. I told you, Ferrari said, age 9, he met the Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah was impressed with him at age 9. But this is a very fine line, this word, okay? Think about it. Digest it. Okay, Bezer Shem tomorrow will continue, shir at 1:30. But this Avodah Zarah, think about it, and think about the Kasher of Pelayev, and think about the way Rav Harari was Teretz. That it's a matir even on the first night. Even though in the end you're eating in the sukkah. but for a different, from a different angle. Think about that. It's a new perspective. It's a new perspective. Okay. Good to see everybody. Have a good day. Be in touch. All too.